Hey, Bible readers, I'm Tara Lee Cobble, and I'm your host for The Bible Recap. If you've ever closed your Bible and thought, what did I just read? The Bible Recap is for you. And the good news is, you're not alone. Lots of people struggle in their relationship with Scripture. This was me too. It was like, okay, I've read through Genesis 8 times, but nothing beyond that. Can you relate? Are you on track to being a Genesis scholar right along with me? Or maybe you've never even ventured into the Old Testament at all because you're only comfortable with Scripture after Jesus shows up on the scene. Maybe you didn't know he's actually throughout the Old Testament as well. This year will be my 10th trip through the Bible using this particular reading plan. And since this isn't my first Genesis to Revelation rodeo, I'll be able to speak from the vantage point of the whole meta-narrative so you can begin to see how it all fits together and understand why things happen the way they do. Not that there won't be mystery involved, God can be super mysterious when he wants to, but overall, I think this tool will be really helpful to you in not just reading Scripture, but loving reading it, because you finally understand it. In case you can't tell, I'm not exactly an academic. I did not go to seminary, and I'll only occasionally mention what the original Hebrew might mean, and even then, chances are I'm going to mispronounce it. Overall, my approach in these recaps will be less like a scholarly Bible commentary and more like an overview and highlights reel rolled into one. What that means is I'm less inclined to tell you about archaeological details and more inclined to point out the character of God as revealed in that day's reading. I want to help you learn how to find and see God and know his character more than anything else. I don't care if you never know what year the temple was built and destroyed and rebuilt and redestroyed. Those are great details to be aware of, but they will never serve you like the personal knowledge of God. They will never bring you joy or sustain you in trials. They will never draw you in to spend more time with God out of sheer joy and delight. So each day, I'll be aiming to point out what we learn about who God is, as well as summarizing the overarching storyline so we can all keep pace with the meta-narrative. Now, just a bit about the plan we'll be doing together. We will be reading the one-year chronological plan as designed by Blue Letter Bible, which is available on the Bible app by Life Church. It's also known as the YouVersion app. That's a lot of information. I'd never expect you to remember that. Plus, you're probably driving. So the next time you're parked, just swipe up to see the show notes for a link where you can download the Bible app, as well as a link directly to the plan we'll use. So you don't even have to search for it. Just swipe up, and it's all free. I love this plan we're doing, the chronological plan, because unlike the front-to-back plan or the plans that have you read a little of the Old Testament and a little of the New Testament each day, the chronological plan takes you through the story of Scripture as it happened. Our Bibles aren't laid out in that order, so this plan will occasionally have you flipping back and forth a bit, but you don't need to buy a chronological Bible in order to do this. The Bible app will tell you each day what we'll read, and you click on it where you can either read it on the app itself, or you can have the app read it to you, which will take about 12 minutes on average. Or you can do what I do, which is open your regular print Bible and read the chapters there. In the Bible I'm using, most days' readings are only about 3 pages long. One of the great things about the Bible app is that you can test out all kinds of different Bible versions for free. Then, once you find the one you want to use, I recommend getting a print Bible in that translation. I know this is the digital age, but when it comes to Scripture, having a tangible Bible can often serve as a reminder to read it. You're less likely to forget the Bible exists if it's sitting on your dining room table instead of buried in a folder on the third page of your phone. Each day, you'll open the Bible app to see what we're reading, then you'll open your Bible and read those chapters. When you're done, you'll open your podcast app, whichever one you use, and listen to the Bible recap where I'll talk about what we just read. I'll aim to keep the episodes around 5 minutes long, but I can't make any promises because sometimes I get really excited about what I'm learning and it's hard to shut up. But on the days that I manage to keep it at 5 minutes, both your Bible reading and my Bible recapping will take most readers around 20 minutes a day. That's only 1% of your day, and it will change everything. Here's what I'm picturing for you this year. Picture yourself being drawn to God and his character instead of feeling alienated by the God of the Old Testament. Picture understanding his motives behind his actions instead of feeling confused or even frustrated by what he does. Picture yourself actually hearing from God in his word directly and feeling closer and more intimate with him than you ever have before just because you've committed to spending the first 20 minutes of your day with him. If all you gain from this is one new insight about God, That one new insight might legitimately change the rest of your life and your relationship with Him. I believe this is your year. I believe this is the year you read through the whole Bible and your relationship with God grows in joy and delight. I believe this is the year you gain freedom in areas where you've struggled as a result of delighting in God more. I believe this is the year you learn to hear from God firsthand by reading His Word instead of being confused or disengaged or only hearing from Him secondhand. Let's do it, Bible readers. Subscribe to this podcast today. We're going to launch 6 prep episodes on November 21st, 2018, just to help prepare you for our journey through Scripture. Then we'll start our actual Bible reading plan on January 1st, 2019. Between now and then, we have some exciting giveaways for you, so be sure you subscribe and listen. You do not want to miss this, because we're going to be getting to know the person of God more, and I promise you, He is where the joy is. The Bible Recap is brought to you by D Group, discipleship and Bible study groups that meet in homes and churches around the world each week. If you're looking for a group of people to study the Bible with in person, find or start a D Group near you by visiting mydgroup.org. That's mydgroup.org.